What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
When you download the Kroger app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons toward your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Because shopping at Kroger, whether in-store or online, is easy. And saving money is even easier with the Kroger app. So get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Kroger app now to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I will say this. When the world slowly opened back up, I was low-key terrified to go outside. Like, even, you know, with the vaccine, I was like, yo, I'm just scared. And I just felt safer in the house. It was like one of those weird things. I want to go outside, but I was scared to go outside. And then I was like, let me go outside.
Been scared of being sick before?
I'm a person that's never liked germs, but I've never been scared to be sick because, you know, I like to envision myself like Wolverine. You know, I never really got sick growing up. Like, no colds, no nothing, you know?
Because you never got sick, you envisioned yourself as Wolverine, a man who couldn't, who has regenerative skin and
It's just like he just is always like healthy, you know. That's what I thought. But then when the Rona hit, I was terrified at all times. You know,
I didn't used to get sick all like that either. And yeah, and something about this pandemic has made me very like, oh yeah, I don't think I want to. I ain't trying to go. No, I ain't trying to see nobody. I don't want to see nobody. I'm never leaving. I ain't going for no walks. I ain't doing. I'm gonna stay inside. Like, I've been very much like that.
Wow.
Not me, baby. This has nothing to do with that in particular, but you know, this main character has like agoraphobia basically, and that's one of the first Wordle words when the New York Times switched over was agora. And that was crazy. That day, let me tell you.
The day that agora was the word?
Yeah, because it's like, people were like, what is this word? And the only reason I knew it was because of agoraphobia. And then I was like, is that, I guess that's the word. I guess just agora is a word.
I have never even attempted Wordle. Is it literally just like a crossword puzzle? Do you get like clues or?
No, it's just, you're guessing the word.
Okay.
It's just that it's a five-letter word, and every day there's a new five-letter word, and you have six guesses to try to get that five-letter word. And the clues are just, they let you know if a letter isn't in the word, or if it is in the word but in the wrong place, or if it's in the word and in the right place.
So, like, if I pick a letter and it's the right letter,
right,
but I put it third row or something, they're like, nah, it ain't third. It ain't third. It go somewhere else.
That's correct.
All right. I might play this.
I thought you did, James, on Twitter. I thought you did.
No, I haven't played it yet. He talked about it. He talked wants to know it, yeah. about it. But then he was like, I'll never know. You know?
Yeah.
It's very, you know.
I think I purposely have something in my soul that won't let me do it. Like, I remember, like, when things get super popular, my body is like, all right.
Something in your soul?
This is what I told James. I was like, you're holding on to a false sense of uniqueness, you know?
I think it is.
This is rude. I don't like that we bringing up this this conversation again.
But you did certain things that I didn't do. Like, I didn't play Pokemon Go either. Once I saw people doing it, I was like, all right.
Oh, I never played Pokemon Go.
I thought you did have a Pokemon Go.
No, I had the Jurassic World equivalent of Pokemon Go. It's the same thing.
Wait, what? There's a Jurassic World equivalent of Pokemon Go?
No, yeah. So you're going around, you're trying to catch the dinosaurs. because the dinosaurs on the loose now, you know? you gotta go around and get them, you know? And it be special ones you're trying to get, you know, you're trying to get all the... What? Of the dinosaurs.
So it was Pokemon Go. Okay. All right.
I mean, it was Pokemon Go, but it was, but I ain't had it. I had
that Jurassic. Reminds me of the first time I watched Jurassic Park. And I was so scared. My sister Kimmy.
Wow.
Who's Kimmy?
His sister.
I thought her name was Kimberly.
Oh, yeah. My sister's name is Kimberly, but you know, I call her Kimmy.
Yeah, I ain't never heard you call Baby Braylock Kimmy once in your life. James, you ever hear him say Kimmy?
I mean, she's definitely heard it.
I've never heard that, but I'm just mad that he said my sister Kimmy and then paused, but he said it like he had a full other rest of the sentence to say.
Oh, I do. I was going to, hold on, let me finish my story. Yeah, I was just talking about the first time I saw Jurassic Park because, you know, we were sitting, you know, we were there and then the babysitter kind of put it on. And I was like scared to watch it, you know, and I was like, but, you know, Kimmy.
Stop. Stop. Why?
What?
I don't like that. You could just end a sentence.
What are you talking about?
So many options, James.
You have the option of ending a sentence on the name Kimmy, but instead you're starting a sentence and then looking off into the middle distance. You're looking off.
I'm trying to recreate the event in my mind. Okay, I see the television. I see the little tiny apartment we used to live in back in Manhattan. Okay, this was a 110th Street,
he's
Manhattan
still
Avenue. It's my dad, my mom, my sister Kimmy.
Can we stop now? Can we just
Kimmy? That's how I say her name. Kimmy.
Stop it. Just start the show.
Okay, let's start the show.
Jonathan Braylock.
James the Third.
Drum Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors.
All right. Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
Yes, 911, I would like to report a break-in. Also, there are 3 dead bodies. Hi. My favorite part was that she said hi at the end of it.
That was a good part.
That was funny. For those of you who are listening for the first time, this voice that you're listening to that sounds like someone who would be there in a time of need, you know? Someone who might be watching over you and show up when you're in trouble. That voice is Jonathan Braylock. There are 2 other hosts on this.
Pass. Pass.
You just passing? Pass. They gotta know who you are. Who is this talking right now?
Pass.
So that voice that's passing, that's Gerard Milligan.
All right, and this voice that sounds like, man, that dude probably... He probably be staying inside, that dude. The dudes whose voice you like, man, that dude probably inside. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't doing nothing.
I feel like that voice definitely be outside.
Yeah, that I voice, know. That sounds like an
your
outside
voice definitely be outside.
No, this is a voice. That's James the Third.
You ain't broken yet.
Mm-mm. No, not yet.
Listen, we're a film review podcast, okay? We review the films of leading Black actors. We talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And today, we are reviewing the 2022 film, Kimmy, that is on HBO Max. Technically was released in theaters, but not really.
Oh, it was? I didn't even know that.
According to Box Office Mojo, $45,000.
Oh.
$45,000?
I didn't even know this was in theaters at all.
Because it wasn't really. That's the thing. It wasn't really in theaters. Not here. Apparently, it was only in theaters internationally. And apparently, the only place internationally that it was at was the United Arab Emirates.
Okay.
All right. Make that money.
That doesn't make any sense. That's, again, according to Box Office Mojo. Listen, we used to only review this for people who've listening, maybe for the first time. You saw... You know, maybe you saw us in Good Morning America, which was really cool.
Okay.
You know, maybe you saw us. You know, we got...
NAACP LDF podcast list?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. And yeah, we kind of a big deal, low key.
I mean, a little bit. Yeah.
Which is crazy because none of us know what we're talking about. We're just three dum-dums. This film was directed by Steven Soderbergh. It stars Zoe Kravitz. It has currently a 91% Rotten Tomatoes.
91?
Really? Audience score, 53%.
Damn. Who was watching? Okay, hold on. The critics was out here loving it, and the audience just fully just they
that
weren't
said,
buying.
That said, there's only 250 plus ratings by audience, so the audience score is kind of let's just say this: there's 104 critic ratings and 250 audience ratings. That's crazy.
Wow,
a lot of critics reviewed this movie. Barely any like just regular people reviewed it on Rotten Tomatoes specifically, I should say. That's interesting. I wonder what Kimmy's numbers are. We'll never know. HBO Max will not release them. This movie is 90 minutes. And it's about a woman who has agoraphobia. She's afraid to leave her house through the COVID pandemic. She works for a Siri-like device or Amazon Echo, is that? No, wait. Alexa. Wait, which one's Alexa?
Yeah, that's like Alexa. That's Alexa is Amazon.
Yeah. It's like Alexa.
And then Google, it's just Google, right?
Yeah. But Echo is also, like, Echo is...
Which one is Echo?
An Echo is a device that Alexa is on, I believe.
Oh, got it. Okay, thank you.
All them drinks are snitches.
And as we know, all of these devices do record everything you say, which kind of gives us, you know, the premise for this film, which is, you know, so, hey, she hears something on it that sounds like maybe it's a crime. And so she tries to investigate it and gets into some trouble herself. Shall we give our initial thoughts? Kimmy.
Yeah.
James?
I mean, I'm going to go first. I'm here for an enemy of the state meets Rear Window. You know what I mean? I'm here for enemy of the state meets Bubble Boy. I'm here for this film.
Bubble Boy.
I'm here for this, okay? Uh-huh. I had a lot of fun. I liked it. I liked the acting. I liked the directing. I had a good time.
What is it in your voice? There's something in your
it's
voice.
A lot of joy.
That sounds like, but it sounds put on a little bit. Like there's a bit of a lack of authenticity.
This is
place
how
where
feel.
That's coming
this,
from.
No, this is my real.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna leave it alone.
I don't know. I just generally had a good time. I like how we're just kind of watching this person face this really huge fear that they have while also like standing up to this, to a major corp, like just a mega, like the odds are fully against her. I don't know that I've ever seen more odds against a main character in something. This was like so insane what she was going through. And I don't know. I you know, by the end of it, I was just like, hell yeah, get that, go on that date. So that's all I can say.
I'll go. Okay. Yeah, man, the movie was fine. I can't say I liked it yet. Because you know what it is? I watched this movie after watching Batman. So like now I'm in a very Zoe Kravitz mode. So like, I feel like if it would have been terrible, I probably still would have been like, that's still Zoe. So, and it's Steven Soderbergh. But the thing is, there were certain parts, I'm not going to lie, I kind of was bored for the movie to be only 90 minutes. I was like,
damn,
what's happening right now? And it's not bad. It's just like, I will say the thing, and it's probably really bad. The thing that I really liked about the movie is that, and this is, I promise it's not a diss, but I was so happy Zoe was just like, her character was just like interested in like this regular black dude. Not saying he's not attractive, but he's just like a dude across the street. I was like,
right,
this is exciting. But yeah, once it wrapped up to the end, I was like, all right, this is cool. You know, Buzz was there trying to help out. I was like, all right.
Yo, Buzz?
Yeah. You know what it was? It was like, I think the conspiracy itself, maybe you guys can explain it. I think I might have missed like what happened with the girl she heard on the phone. Like, I know she, you know, died, but I was like, why was that happening again? Just because she heard about what the dude was doing?
We'll talk about it.
Because that part,
you zoned out.
Okay, because I was like, what's happening right now?
You definitely zoned.
It was fully explained.
Was it? I'm sorry. Okay, that's on me. All right, that's on me. But other than that, yeah, man, like, you know what? It was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, this was definitely a fun film. I feel like, first of all, love that it was 90 minutes. Zoe Kravitz did a good job. I thought that the conceit and the premise of the film was interesting. It definitely was one of those, like, it was like one of those movies where it's like, obviously, like, kind of like, even though they have like bigger names like Soderbergh and Kravitz, it's like lower budget. Like, they don't have that many set pieces and this and that, but they like do the most with that kind of thing, which is always interesting. You kind of have to always, I always feel like you have to be in the mood for that. Like a movie like Ex Machina. That's what this movie reminded me of. Like an Ex Machina kind
interesting.
Of movie. You know, I actually will say that I initially, after the first kind of phone conversation, I don't know why I thought this, but I was like, oh, is Zoe Kravitz a robot? Maybe because I felt I had some
like, talking about,
and I was like, She was seeing weird. And like, there was like a scene really early on where the guy was like, stop talking like that, you know? And I was like, oh, is she a robot? And then I realized that, and then obviously quickly she's not. Yeah. My only problem with the movie is towards the end, we'll talk about it. I feel like the movie did a really good job tracking everything kind of logically and doing that stuff. And then like, just the very end, it like just stopped making any sense, which was a little annoying because I feel like it could have, like, I feel like it was, if you just weren't lazy and you just pushed through a little bit harder, I don't know, you could have just solved some things that I feel like they were just like, ah, whatever, it doesn't matter. And I was like, yes it does, come on. Anyway, outside of that, but we'll talk about that.
I didn't even think about it. Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, man, you know, I just had a job end, which, you know, I was very fortunate to have. But it's so funny how quickly stress starts to accumulate when you're not working.
It's too much. It's too much. It's heavy.
You know?
I got the shakes and, you know, the heart palpitations, all of it.
I agree. I will say I've had the benefit of not being unemployed this long since 2009. And what are we in April? Soon to be May. And I have not had a paycheck all of 2024. So this is the most stress I've ever had. My parents may need to get an aide. And I'm like, who's coming to save the day? So stress is high. Anxiety is high.
And, you know, sometimes to talk about this stress, therapy can be a safe space. Like, get that stuff off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, you know, instead of just keeping it all bottled up and feeling like you have to hold everything inside. I know therapy has helped me. I almost look at it as like check-in. Like, sometimes I got a lot to say, sometimes not so much, but it's like, it is super, super helpful.
Yeah, I appreciate getting the tools to like kind of understand the mechanism of how I'm behaving, you know, and reacting in certain situations.
Yeah, I use BetterHelp, and Timothy, black male therapist, saves the day because he gets it, man. I'm like, you know what? Thank you, bro. For sometimes it's just 30 minutes of just me rambling, and I'm like, oh, you didn't even say hello yet. and he's like, keep going. I'm like, thank you. Yes.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and flexible. It's suited to your schedule, which is absolutely essential these days. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you can get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you want, switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/jump today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jump.
You gotta jump to get that BetterHelp. BetterHelp!
So, you open Google Chrome on your phone, you're hunting for a super rare first edition vinyl of a band you're obsessed with, when you're supposed to be working. But this site you tapped on seems pretty shady. And Daryl from IT just jumped up from his desk. Oh no, he's coming your way. It's a good thing built-in malware protection keeps you safe and sound. Not from Daryl, though. Sorry. There's no place like Chrome. Download Google Chrome on your phone.
Priceline presents Go to Your Happy Price. What's up? It's Kaylee Cuoco. When it comes to travel, we all have a happy place. You can see yourself already there. It's beautiful. It might be sunny and sandy for some, neon and urban for others, deserts or rainforests or hiking trails. With Priceline, you can get to your happy place for a happy price with deals you really can't find anywhere else, like up to 60% off select hotels to Costa Rica or five-star hotels for two-star prices in Cabo. Go to Priceline.com and travel to your happy place for a happy price. All right, see ya. I'm off to Miami. No, actually, wow, look at that. No, I'm going to Hawaii now. Ooh, Cancun looks nice. You know what? Belize looks pretty nice this time of year. Or, Palm Springs.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It starts with this white dude who is Derek Delgaudio is his name. Where is this guy from? I feel like he looks somewhat familiar.
That's how I felt about the Latino gentleman in the movie.
Yeah, that's Rogelio.
No, but he's only been in this and some movie called Vegas. Never mind. He wasn't familiar to me. Anyway, he's the CEO of this company that owns this AI called Kimi. That's like voice activation inside your home, connects to the internet, blah, 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 blah. Siri, exactly. Like Siri, Alexa, all that stuff. So then we see that he has like this interview where he's talking about it. And then he kind of gets off the phone and he's like, or off the Zoom call. And then he has this phone call where the person's like, you know, is the money coming? So he's paying somebody off for something. And there's some girl and he's asked if like, does anybody know about the girl? And they're like, of course not. You know, and he's like, okay. And so you're like, all right, he's hiding something.
Yeah.
And then that's all we see. And then we get to Zoe and she is living inside of her apartment. Do we see her work before we see her do this text exchange with the guy and then she tries to leave?
I think she texts him.
Yeah, she... Oh. Oh, wait. I thought she does work first.
Oh, okay.
No. Wait. No, you're right.
She texts first. I think it's like she gets up in the morning.
You're right.
And she's texting with this guy.
Because the way she avoids going to him is
to do work. Yep.
Doesn't she end up... Well, first she has a full-on like break. She like cannot walk out the door.
She has a panic attack.
And then I thought she started working, but I don't know. I mean,
I think that's right because I think the first kind of thing, one of the first things we see is like her looking outside, looking at everybody. And then she looks over and then there's somebody looking at her. You know, it's very like, even though they're not in New York, were they Seattle or something?
Yeah, I think they said Seattle.
But yeah, they have she's in like a loft apartment and, you know.
Also, were y'all distracted by how nice this loft was? Like,
it was really nice.
That loft. Anytime I watch these movies and people have like a super ridiculous place they live, I'm like, yo, is this the real world? But then they were smart because they're like, my dad helped me. Her dad did the apartment or something. I was like, okay, cool.
And she's getting money. She's like working for the equivalent of a Google or something. So it's not like she's not making money.
Yeah, I think that was why it didn't bother me. It was because her job ended up being that she was literally one of the monitors for this thing. And, you know, I can't imagine they're paying. I mean, I know that like it's not like Amazon doesn't like pay people. Some people way less than they pay others. But like if you're the monitor, like they got to, you know, make sure they got you in the pocket. Right?
I'm sure she's definitely getting like six figure.
Yeah.
Kind of income. So, yeah, I know it was like, man, she's living in a nice apartment. But then when I knew what her job was, I'm like, all right, yeah, she probably could have she could afford it. It wasn't like a college student, you know.
Yeah, true. Because I was just like, yo, goddamn. But it was cool though. Yeah. Like, it was interesting because, you know, once she hits the dude, and like, I was like, oh, she's not going out there. Clearly, like, off break, you can kind of tell she was agoraphobic. But then when she called her mom, Robin Givens, for the comeback, her slow comeback. Okay, Robin Givens.
For the comeback.
You know what I'm saying? Robin Givens for the comeback.
Hasn't she just sort of been here? You know what I mean? Like, Robin never, she never, like, went away.
I'm starting to recognize Robin Givens in more stuff as of late.
Okay. Okay.
More prominent featured things.
I see. Yes. Yes.
Also, what a good casting for her mom. I was like, I could see this for sure.
When she phoned her mom is when I was like, okay, she's not a robot.
Wait, she thought she was a robot the whole time?
Until she phoned her mom? Until she phoned her mom, I was like, the twist is? She's a robot.
That's hilarious.
Maybe there's a world though where
maybe she was, dude.
They've like programmed these sort of little things to help the robot feel like they're human. You know, like they get a call from their mom. They get, you know.
James, I thought about that too at one point. Obviously, it's not what this movie is, but I was like, hey, maybe my theory is still correct.
Yo, I cannot believe y'all thought this.
I mean, I never thought it, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, hey, there's all kinds of stuff They could have done.
And that's so wild to me. That's so wild. But I get it.
Well, I was like, why can't she leave? You know? And then I was like, oh, yeah. it's just a mental health. But I, yeah, but I really, for a second, I was like, she's programmed to not leave this apartment. She can't leave. It's not in her programming.
Yeah, she has a longing to leave, obviously. That's why she's texting and like reaching out. But yeah, but she can't because of her. I don't know.
I was curious to know. Well, we did find out like what happened, because I figured like she wasn't robot. She was just like something went down when she was scared to leave her house. But I was like, what is it? And it took for me. It took a little while to figure out what was going on, because her mom didn't seem. For what we learn that happens to her, her mom doesn't seem too understanding. And I'm not sure how long she was in the house, but her mom is kind of like...
I feel like eventually we've learned that she had this before the pandemic.
Yeah.
But right. Then the pandemic made it so that she was just normal. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Then once people started going out again, you know, she couldn't do it. And there was like some sort of like... leeway for it, but it's like, you know, I think at a certain point it's just so disruptive. It's so disruptive to your life and the lives, and then like it's disruptive to other people's lives if you're depending on them, yeah. You know, to do things for you because you won't leave the house.
And like I think she said that she was getting, I think at least her Robin said like you were getting better. And same with...
She was getting better before the pandemic,
The pandemic, like, yeah. Was getting better. And same with he was a detective, right? Terry, the guy across... Or no, was he a teacher? What was the guy across the street?
I don't know. A lawyer?
I don't think he was a detective. I think he's just a regular dude who, like...
Why did I assume? I don't know
who
why.
Who also didn't leave his house.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The white dude or the black dude?
No, the black dude.
Oh, wait, black dude. He was a lawyer.
He was a lawyer.
White dude, I don't think we ever knew what he did.
I forgot which train I was on. Oh, but I think he said something like you were getting better too. Like both of them had some evidence of like right. They like she was getting better before the pandemic, and it really right. Just escalated a lot of what was going on for her.
This dude got to hook up with Zoe. Man, you know what?
I don't know. What? What is it?
Yeah, man, I'm just like,
I actually don't know.
I don't know.
So you were really excited about that sex scene.
Well, actually, what's so funny, me and Bertrand were watching that part, and I was so excited that like she had a black love interest. Like, oh shit, this looks like a black American that Zoe is probably going to have a sex scene with, even before the sex scene came up. But then technically, you didn't see it. The scene itself, not that you wanted to see them kiss, the shot is just literally the top half of Zoe kind of like, you know, face down or whatever. You don't see that man's hand. Again, I'm not saying it needed to be gratuitous. I was just, we both just noticed.
You want a romantic sex scene?
I just wanted to see, I was just excited to see.
No,
I
wanted to see.
Or like the start.
Him have sex with her.
Or yeah. just the fact oh, that
did
like.
Did we not see them ever kiss even?
At the end they she finally comes out and like she's better. But in that scene, I was so excited. And I think I had mentioned, look at her with a black dude. And then we both were like, wait, did they just not show him? Like even kiss Zoe Kravitz? Again, it's probably just like an artistic thing. It was something I just noticed. I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I feel like they wanted to show. It was like it felt more transactional.
100%. 100%. And then, you know, he's just laying on the bed by himself as she's cleaning the sheets.
While he's
on it. How utterly disrespectful, yo.
It feels gross. It feels they definitely wanted it to feel gross. Like, she was just like, I just want to have sex with you.
And go home. Like, she was cleaning the sheets with my man on the sheets. I was like, good God, dude. Good gosh. Wait, has she heard anything yet? No, right? In the audio?
Not really. What?
It's the next time she works, she hears it. She doesn't hear it the first time she works, she hears it the second time she works.
Can I say something interesting about Zoe? Mm-hmm. I think now that, you know, I'm pretty sure she's going to become more prominent. But what I've been fascinated about watching her career over the years is like she's always been in a movie, and I always feel like she's the person who gets shortchanged in a movie. Like in X-Men First Class, she was in that one scene. I think she dies off screen in the sequel. And they like mention her or something like that. And was it Pretty Little Lies? Big Little Lies? The season one, even though the book, her character does something in the show in that first season, her character literally does nothing, but is like an object of affection in that season.
I feel like productions don't generally trust her to be a big enough, like, star. Not draw. I think the reason she's in things is because they think that she's a draw. But I feel like they don't think she's magnanimous on screen. And so they're like, we gotta like kind of put her in the background a little bit.
It's a shame.
It's so interesting because I know everyone's talking about it right now, but it came out years ago. Everyone's talking about how she wasn't allowed to audition for The Dark Knight because they said they didn't want the part to be urban, which I know we've heard the term urban before. And it's so fascinating because when I see her...
Was she auditioning for Catwoman?
For Catwoman's friend. Remember like Catwoman had that white girl who was like, she was living with... It was like a... Dude, it was like a brief scene. It was like a very brief scene.
I swear to you, absolutely not. I don't remember that at all. There was another person?
Yeah, it's like Catwoman has like a blonde woman who like lived with her. It's
in The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
It's right. Super brief. I mean, that woman may be in two scenes.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't remember at all. I don't remember at all. It didn't happen.
Anyway, she was saying years ago how casting wouldn't allow her to like audition for it, and she found out like the casting or maybe the cast assistant told her reps to like they didn't want the part to go urban or whatever. And it's something about the fact that when I see Zoe Kravitz in particular, she comes from such a lineage that I'm like, if this particular type of person. Juno Temple played the character that actually, the woman who actually got it.
Do you feel like Zoe is a star like that?
This is my thing. I truly don't, when I've seen her act in things, like I was a fan of High Fidelity. Of course, she didn't date a black dude. Oh, that's right. She dated a British one. That's fine. And she lived in Brooklyn. Fine. But that's my hate coming out. But I do think when you give her material, she's good. Like I really enjoyed her in The Batman. And I liked her in this. It's just one of those things that when I see her, she usually is like the pretty person. And her character is usually like in Big Little Lies. She's literally the trophy wife of that white dude and does yoga. So she doesn't get to do anything until the second season. But that second season is bad.
I feel like she really works in this movie because the character is so small and like, and it's kind of like this like person who's like a recluse and that kind of thing. And like, she also works when she plays people who are like just kind of cool. But I feel like she doesn't have a lot of energy, which is fine, but it's limiting.
I don't know her entire body of work. I've only seen a handful of things with her in it. But to me, in the Batman, it was interesting. It was like the most animated I feel like I've seen her.
I haven't
her.
Seen this yet, by
like
the way.
That's all I'm going to say. I mean, I'm not going to spoil. It'd be so crazy if I spoiled the Batman on this episode of the Batman. All I'm saying is just that she really had like a lot of energy and felt much bigger than I've normally seen her. And I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, because to me, that's a little bit of the type casting. Like, for instance, I think I've been looking at what black performers get to do and how long it takes for them to get out of certain parts. You know what I mean? Like, you know, for the most part, if I think about other younger black actresses, if I think of like Zendaya, for instance, so far, like we know her very well. I think we all can say like she acts, but we haven't really seen her do something outside of that kind of, you know, Rue / you know MJ character.
Bray just for the people at home who can't
James,
see.
No, James, don't Gerard even mention
said,
what he's
we
said.
All know that we all know that Zendaya can act, and then Bray just silently squinched his face up and then started moving his hand from side to side.
James, I'm ignoring him.
And he didn't stop the whole time.
You saw
talking.
I look at him. You saw I look at him. I'm not looking at him.
There's no one can prove that just happened.
I saw it. It's
Melissa recorded it.
It's documented.
No, recording the audio.
No, we're recording the video.
It's documented. Melissa, take a screenshot of that.
Just that part. There is backup video that does get recorded. So okay, good. There is a video.
Good. Yes. There's video. We got video. We're going to take a screenshot. We're going to share it.
The voice of the queen popped on. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear her? My point is that it feels like sometimes we don't get to see black performers break out of that part for a little while. And I'm just curious to know, like, you know, in Batman, she finally gets to, and I'm curious now that we get to see her do more things. Maybe she is. She could be funny as shit. We just don't know because clearly they don't want to cast her in certain things, you know?
Well, this character.
I mean, shouldn't we have known from High Fidelity?
She's good in High Fidelity, though. Like, but it's not a comedy.
I think there's also, there's some humor in the sort of like juxtapositions that they keep putting, like the positions that they keep putting this character into. There are like moments where she is kind of, it's not so much, it's not full blown comedy, obviously, but it's like her character seeing the irony of certain situations that comes out in a fun way in this, you know,
for sure.
Yeah, I want to see Zoe in more at more leads and stuff.
I mean, she's been working. She's definitely been working.
Yeah, I feel like we should just all become friends with Zoe and like just hang out, and then we could be like, Zoe, do you want to do a comedy?
I saw her in real life once.
Yeah, we know.
She went to.
I was hoping that was not going to be brought up on this on the air. I didn't want.
I forgot.
Oh, you forgot? I've been thinking it this whole time. I've been waiting for Bray to. I've been over here silently waiting for Bray.
But why did he say it so like? Did you? I didn't even see his face, but I felt it felt different how it just came. I was like,
what?
No.
Okay, but, so like, how are you talking like from a distance, or are you like?
No. Yeah. How close did you get?
It was right there.
Wow.
What does right there mean? How close?
Wow. Like at the same table?
Like a normal person's distance away.
Wow.
It was at a party. So.
Wow. Oh, so you just had parties? Ooh, wow.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
I didn't say I'm at parties. I said no. It was a party.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Party Man.
This is pre-pandemic. This is pre-pandemic.
Wow. I don't even.
Are y'all friends? Is that what you're trying to tell? Are y'all friends now? Okay. All right.
She was talking to a friend of mine for a second.
Oh, snap. That's those moments at the party when you're like, I think I can just think real quick. you don't know if you can, but you try to be like, I think I can maybe just, if I come in and talk, if I talk to them, and then
I get to talk to them too. You know what I'm saying? Are we all talking at the same time? Like, I don't even know what that would be like. I'd be so awkward. Hey, man, it's Tuesday. Hey, that's crazy. That's crazy, right? That shit come after Monday.
When you download the Kroger app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons toward your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Because shopping at Kroger, whether in-store or online, is easy. And saving money is even easier with the Kroger app. So get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Kroger app now to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Tim Heidecker, and I'm glad to be back in Glendale, California, in the studio with my good friends DJ Doug Pound and Vic Berger for another episode of our podcast, Office Hours Live. This week we had a very special guest, Hiss Golden Messenger, who played a beautiful tune for us. We laughed, we had fun, and you should tune in to Office Hours Live this week, and quite frankly, every week on your podcast app of choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live.
So yeah, basically, at a certain point in this, she hears a little audio clip.
It is after this, because I'm now remembering that me not knowing the plot of this, of the movie, I didn't know the plot going in. I was like,
where's this going?
And I was like, and just hearing a little scream, I was like, hold on, did it record, is she listening to, was this their sex? Like I wasn't sure what was happening. And then I was like, no, it's got to be some kind of.
I knew it was a moita.
Assault or murder, yeah.
I thought it was an assault.
Yeah. It wasn't assault. I mean, that was the assault, wasn't it? Or no?
You're correct. You are correct. That was the assault. So first she hears an assault because she was like, what is this? And then she has, so there's this like, I don't know, some Russian or whatever, Ukrainian. No.
I forgot where he's from. Well, hold on. So hold on. That actor is Ukrainian. I follow him on Twitter. But I think his character, he said where he was from in the movie, and it's not there. It's not Russia either, right?
It's Slovakia or something like that, or Slovenia or former USSR.
Yeah. I thought he was fun. That character was fun. He was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. What did he say? He was like, I'm in whatever, Belarus. We're like 50 years behind the Me Too movement.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Me Too won't happen here for another 50 years.
I was like, oh my goodness, this dude's a mess.
But she gets him to, she's like, oh, well, the audio's deleted. Because this is what happens. She emails. Who is this person, by the way? Who was this? Was it something John Daly or
Yeah, Andy Daly.
Andy Daly. That's what I mean. Yeah, Andy Daly, who was hilarious as like,
yo,
her
he
boss.
Was a mess. He was a mess,
and he was just basically like stop doing any of this. Just delete the video.
Why are you saying his kids in the background jumping around? Don't send this to
him
me.
Him screaming at his kids. I will destroy. I will take everything you love and burn it. Whatever he did.
That shit was a mess.
So she realized she wasn't going to get help from them. So she contacted this other person, and he, because her boss told her like, oh, everything's deleted. You know, we don't save any of that stuff. And he was like, what are you talking about? Of course they do. If you have the right access code, it's all there. All of the data is there.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. It's always.
So then he basically sends her a bunch of the recordings from that specific Kimmy device. And she listens through it, and she basically hears the entirety of the scandal because this woman kept recording because she knew something was going to happen. And he was having an affair, right? I guess with a worker or not a worker. Sorry. It's just an affair with somebody. And she, I don't know. I forgot exactly why, what the trouble was that started, but he had bought her a device to keep tabs on her, but she started using the device to record their conversations because she didn't trust them anymore. And then at one point of these, he assaults her.
And also as it was unfolding, it comes out that she has like information about how not faulty the machines are, but how invasive they are, and
yes,
like,
that's what it is.
How anybody can hack them. And so she is also like, I guess, threatening to go to the public with this information as well.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Like both the assault, you assaulted me, and right. also these are things that are wrong with your product, and like, and so there's just a lot. There's everything's gonna come crashing down if this information gets out.
Do you guys have an Alexa or what's the other one?
I have not engaged Siri on any of my Apple products. Like Siri doesn't. I have not told Siri to recognize my voice yet. You know, I haven't done that step, but you know, I know that Siri's always listening and stuff.
I went into my phone, was it like last year? And I got freaked out and I tried to disconnect everything. But then I realized when I got a new phone, it all just like, it didn't, you know, how like when you get a new phone and you know, you put it on the cloud and you download and it's supposed to have all your same settings and like your text messages and stuff. I went and I checked it like right after this movie. I was like, damn, there's no way it went back to like, I guess the default Siri listen thing, right? Sure enough, all my settings were just like open. Siri be listening to every episode of the podcast, you know? That's why every time, I am a true believer, like every time we talk about something and I'm like, all right, let me go Google it. And I type in B and then it's like Batman. I'm like, you ain't know that. You didn't know that. There's no way.
And I hate the like cross platform, like cookie reading advertisements. Like I hate that. Like I can't be on another site. I can't be on IMDb and then have the ticker at the top be a thing I Googled 2 days ago. Like, I don't like that.
Because it's dry snitching. I was trying to buy Rachel a gift. And the thing is, she was so close. I had went on like a random page and she was so close to my laptop. And I didn't notice that the thing was just like on the side. And I was like, yo, you about to dry snitch on my whole situation.
Cat's engagement ring. I was scrolling Facebook. I was looking for it, blah, blah, blah. And then I was scrolling Facebook right next to her. And then as I'm scrolling, a giant picture of the ring that I was looking at just scrolls up. And like, I slammed my laptop down. It was just like, come on.
Dry snitching. Okay. We ain't signed up to get snitched on. All right. We want to be like the woman in this. Let me invite you to the snitch. Hey, record this.
And I know that there's truly no escaping it, so I don't
Nothing we can do about it.
I like the bare minimum I do is when the website literally asks me if I want to turn it off, I'm like, yes. You know, and when they ask me, they're like, can you want to ask the app not to track? I'm like, yes. But outside of that, I have no. Yeah, but Tessa doesn't want us to have an Alexa. She turns off her Siri. She hates that she has to. But the thing is, when we drive, if you want to hook the car up to like CarPlay, you have to have Siri on.
Yeah, because you got to be able to like press it and have them dial and stuff. But it's a swindle, man.
I haven't done that. You know what I mean? I know that Siri is listening, but I can't talk to Siri. Like if I say, hey, Siri, it will not respond, even if I'm driving. I don't know. I don't know if that's safe, but it's not. Yeah, it won't do it.
But like even in this movie, you know, when she's listening back to the videos, not to jump around, but when she listens to the videos and we finally hear her listen to the murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then And we kind of have that like flashback moment where we see it.
Style. I like that. I like that stylized.
It was pretty cool, right?
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was a great way to like, it's like visualizing it, but she's still listening and they kind of like mapped it on top of each other.
It made me mad though, because I was looking at like who is in the cast, and Erica Christensen is right up there. Like she's one of the top build. And I thought we were going to see more of her, but we really only see her for like 2 seconds and then we hear her voice a couple other times. But it was like,
I really did too. You're right.
I thought that was crazy. I couldn't believe when the murder happened. I couldn't believe there was a murder happening.
Who is she?
You remember she used to be in, I don't want to say it like that. She was in a good amount of movies back in the day. She was,
the thing that I know her from is Parenthood, but she was around before and has been around since. But that's the first thing that comes
she
to
was me. In Swim Fan. Does anybody remember Swim Fan?
Yes, Swim Fan. Yeah.
But who is she in Swim Fan?
She was the stalker.
She was the Swim Fan.
Oh, she was the stalker.
Yeah, she was the one. I remember being younger and like anytime it was like a woman, like an attractive woman stalking a dude, I'm like, bro, give in. I remember I was so dumb. Not realizing like she was about to kill this dude. I was like, just give in, bro. Just give in. This man had a girlfriend. He had a whole life. She was trying to kill him. As an adult, I'm like, well, damn, I get it.
Just give in, bro. It's insane.
It's so dumb. I remember watching someone like this weekend was like on Twitter was like live tweeting the movie Obsessed with Idris Elba. And he was like, yo, give in. And then when shit goes crazy, you shouldn't have gave in, man. It's Beyonce. You asked for this. I was like, yo. Swim Fan. Wow. That was 2002.
Yo, Jesse Bradford also. I mean, he hasn't stopped working, but I feel like I'll never be seeing him. He sincerely has not stopped working, but I'll never be seeing him.
Yeah, true. And then she goes to the office where she meets...
Yes.
Ruth Wilson, who, you know what?
Rita Wilson.
Yeah. The thing about her is like, what's the best way to put it? Sometimes when you have to go to HR or something like that, I feel so unsafe because I'm like, technically you work, unless you're like an outside company, like you work for the company.
You still work for the company. That's always such a weird thing about this. And oftentimes when you like sign a contract to work with a place, there's like a thing that's like, we have to be able to pick the lawyers. Like the place has to be able to pick the lawyers and stuff. Yeah. And it's just like, so, and I thought Rita's portrayal of this character was like, so gross. It was like, so sickening. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was like, it really made my skin crawl. Every word that came out of her mouth.
It was like so uncomfortable, yo. It was so, I was like, yo, what? Also, the thing about it is, too, is it's like, I love Zoe's question of just like, yo, I thought you said we were going to talk to the FBI.
Yeah, because she literally was like, you'll come here, I'll invite the FBI, you'll talk about it. And then she's like, so where's the FBI? And she's like, well, I need to hear it first. And she's like, well, you said that the FBI would be here when I said it. And she was like, I don't believe that's exactly what I said. And you're like,
oh, you dirty. But also, what's so crazy about this whole scene is that when she leaves, we clearly know she's like calling the goons, but it's in the middle of the day in a packed office. What were they going to do?
That's my question was, what were they going to do?
Like, what was the plan?
They abduct her outside in broad daylight also. So like, I think... I don't know what they were going to do.
They
want to
drag her through the office? Like, it's mad people in that. Oh, does the whole office know? Or
this is when the movie becomes hardcore enemy of the state. Like, when it's just like you're out in the open, blatantly being chased. And like, there's some people that are in on it. There's people behind, you know, doing stuff on the computer.
But I guess that makes, I actually, the boldness of doing it outside actually makes more sense than The Office, because The Office is a, first of all, they all know she's a worker there. You know what I mean? It's like, and they all work there, as opposed to outside where it's like, yeah, I was outside and some person got randomly abducted, except for the fact that everybody fought back, which I love that.
I loved.
That was cool.
I loved.
That was cool.
At first, I was like, don't you think so? We in the middle of the city.
But I feel like there's ways to get out of the office, though, right? They come to the office, they grab her, they take her out. She makes a scene. All it takes is like...
Oh, there's security.
Yeah, there's security. And like, and Rita was already trying to discredit her, being like,
oh, good
you,
point.
You had history of mental health issues, blah, 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 blah. They were already discrediting her.
Well, actually, good point. I didn't think about that. It's interesting because when the one guy who is the dude from Next Friday, right? That's what the shorter goon, the Latino goon, he's from Next Friday, I think. He's one of the neighbors who tries to rob.
Wait a minute.
He is. What? The whole time he was in here, I'm
from
like, I know
next
this dude.
Friday?
The whole time. He's the one who literally is like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do the voice he's doing because it'd be racist. But like, he's the main one who's like,
wow,
the neighbor who has all the drugs and the hot sister, yeah, who like,
it's been a minute since I've seen Next Friday.
The thing is, I just was like, I know this dude. So I came obsessed with him, but that's him. It was just random at one point. He's like, yeah, so what does she do? Like, he became the thug with a heart. And it was like, but what did the other one do? Like, we're going to do it here? That's so weird. Wait, because how'd they get her again? Because she got out the car and then ran.
This
then
was crazy.
They called somebody to track her phone because she had the tracking blocker on it. And this guy was like, I'm better than y'all. And he was like, you got to pay me this amount of money. I like that guy. So then he started tracking her on the phone because he could like activate like geolocation or whatever. Like
he
through
could
her
turn,
app or something.
He could control her phone from wherever he was. That
yeah,
was
and
crazy.
He was able to turn her phone back on, which was insane because she turned her phone off.
Which is crazy. See, okay, this is a side note. So everyone on the podcast, we have a friend who writes with us, James Carr, and he has a car that's electric. And I remember I was in the car once and the car kind of had an update that came through like while we were in the car.
I already don't like this.
And I was like, wait. They can just update this shit? Like, you ain't gotta, I don't have to confirm it. They can just like send a thing to the car. And he casually says, yeah, but they have a lot of people, what is it? They have a security system or something, so people can't just mess with your brakes. And I was like, what? I was like, this is a thing? This Minority Report type situation, someone can... Yeah. There's a thing to not mess with your brakes? Like, what?
Remember iRobot?
Yes, but I was like, wait. You purchased a car and you had to make sure that there's a system or software update so people from, like,
yeah,
bumfuck can't mess with your brakes?
These obviously aren't the same... aren't the same level of capabilities. You know, like a Tesla is going to be more advanced than this, but like even like Zipcar and like OnStar and stuff like that, all of those things, there's like remote things that someone else can do to your car that you're in. Like, you can just turn off a Zipcars can be turned on and off by the like by the people. It's wild. It's crazy.
They can turn your car off remote.
I didn't know that. Yo, listen, and the thing that's so crazy is I don't have a car. I want to get an electric car, but I was looking and all of, like, it's not just Tesla, like, all of them can do that now. Like, and like, cause it's like a computer, so they all updated, it all uses Wi-Fi and shit. I'm like, so you telling me you can just, I mean, again, I know I'm super paranoid, but I'm like, you can just do stuff to...
That's the world that we live in, okay? Yeah. Enemy of the State started, they were like, they told us.
And we just agreed. We disagree.
And then Will Smith, again, Will Smith was like, let me just double down on this message. I'm going to make iRobot. I'm going to remind y'all what's going to happen.
Yeah, man.
And we were like, all right.
Yeah, so wait. So they, because she ends up throwing the phone away.
Yes, as she throws the phone away as the guys come out of the van and grab her.
Okay. We don't need to know where she is. We just need to know where she's going. They look up her search history. They saw that she's searched FBI, and they were like, she going to the FBI office. And then, you know, and all of this I'm cool with, by the way. Her being her thinking that it was this other guy, and she was like, oh, it's that dude, and she was looking at him the whole time, and then finally, and then she was like, oh, and then that dude, and then a woman came and hugged him, and she was like, uh-oh, and in my mind I went, you were looking at the wrong person the whole time, you're done.
Yeah, and then it was the white lady who got her, the random blonde lady.
It's over. You were looking at the wrong person the whole time. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. Literally, the moment that woman came over and hugged her, she should have went, ah, shit. And then bag over her.
Damn it. I was like, and it got her again in the middle of, yo, the fact that a lot of this was just happening in daylight, yo.
They figured out how to, what's crazy too is they drew attention to it by having that lady say like, hey girl, how you doing? Like, that's drawing. I'm going to hear that and even look over at you, yeah. You know, hey, which is wild.
Hey, so even though, not saying she did this, but I feel like she was smart. She probably searched for the FBI in like one of those incognito windows. So can they see your incognito search history? Is that a thing?
I don't think she did it in incognito because the guy instantly and she put it in her GPS so that she could figure out how to get.
Okay,
there.
I'm just, you know. Okay, I was just making sure because I mean not that I be using the incognito. I'm just saying.
I use the incognito window all the time. Okay, I use it all the time.
They can't advertise that it's incognito if you can just search the incognito. I feel like that's a lie. They can't just lie to you that.
I don't like the cloud. I don't like none of this stuff. I don't like the grid in any capacity. It makes me so uncomfortable. And the dude came behind her. They pricked her. He pricked her with an umbrella. An umbrella prick is how they administered whatever. That was wild.
Whatever, a little toxin. So here's my thing. And this is what I'll say. Everything was great. I loved how she was trying to get away. I loved how they were catching her. They got her in the van. All of this is great. They get to the apartment. They're like, what do we do? Like, come on, we got to get her inside. Guy coming up, seeing him. So we see the neighbor who's been watching her. He knew something was up. She's like, this woman never leaves her apartment. He tries to say something. They don't know what to do. So they literally stab this dude in the gut. You know, he's bleeding. They get them inside. All of this, I'm okay. It feels like this is sloppy, but I get it. I understand the sloppiness of it. I'm all there. I'm with this movie 100%. And then they go into the apartment. They got both of these people on the couch. And the windows are wide open. And they never, ever close the curtains.
Good point.
They're trying to tell me that people who are so sophisticated, they can break your phone, they can hack your phone, they can turn your phone on remotely. They got literal freaking like drugs that they can inject into you with a freaking umbrella. And they're not going to have the professionalism to close the curtain when they're abducting people and they're about to murder them. They're not going to close the curtain. They knew to have somebody inside of the house. That so when she tried to escape, and she did escape, and she got inside and she locked the door, and there was already a dude in there. They were like, we got all the fail safes. But you know one thing I'm not going to have? And I'm not going to close the curtain. There's a stranger inside of her house. He never closed the curtain.
And not only does he not close the curtain, but it's inconsequential that the windows are open. Like, it never, the guy never sees, like, the guy, there's that one moment when she, like, looks to see if he's there, right? To, like, see if maybe she can signal him, but he's not there. And no one ever sees that something's happening inside the apartment. So, like, both, it's doubly dumb that happens.
And then this part.
You mean the best? No, hold on. No, I don't care what either of you say. You mean the best part of the movie? You mean the best? You mean the greatest thing to happen in cinema?
One, I will say two things. One, it's like they were being real lackadaisical with the with the guy, like, holding the knife or whatever. But second of all, okay, so she says, Kimmy, turn off the... Kimmy, play this music, right?
Super
Kimmy,
dumb.
Whatever. She says one other command.
She said three commands.
Three commands. Yeah. Kimmy opened the FaceTime. Kimmy, guys, I'm telling you, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. She says, Kimmy, turn on the FaceTime. Oh, crap, you closed the thing. Kimmy, turn off the...
She says, Kimmy, open the FaceTime, cut off the lights, and then cut on, what is it, Beastie Boys, whatever.
That's what's about to happen. How are they... They watch her do it.
But remember, Bray, the nice goon was by her.
He wasn't nice.
The nice goon was by her who was trying to help her out. That's the one who wasn't going to slap her. That was a nice goon.
That's the dude that...
No, remember he gave her the knife? He gave her the knife. He was trying to help him out. Remember, he was the one in the car like, you know, why? What happened? Why are we doing this? Why?
I didn't think he left the knife for them. No, he didn't leave the knife for them.
He wasn't leaving the knife for them. He was just being dumb. And it was just the...
like, why did we kill the other one? Are we going to do it right? And he left the knife for them. Remember, he like he set it on the table?
In fact, well, no, because the guy uses the knife to stab him. The guy stabs.
No way he just set that knife down there.
Buzz stabs him with the knife. So there's no way he was giving them that knife.
There's no way.
He wasn't leaving the knife there so they could escape. He was toying with them. He was like, I'm going to threaten you.
I thought he was being threatening, yeah.
And he just set the knife
exactly.
there?
Exactly. Makes no sense, Dra. It just like, they didn't close the windows. They're freaking letting her shout commands to Kimmy. And then they set a knife down. I was just like, what is going on?
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was legitimately crazy. Because the amount of time it takes her to say those three commands.
It takes so long. They have a gun.
It is a long time.
I thought the reason she got away with it because that dude wasn't trying to kill her. Like, because I thought he was the one questioning everything. So I thought he was like, that makes more sense. Because once she runs and then goes up in the ceiling with the staple gun and becomes goddamn Terminator.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because that's Angela, baby. Angela know what she's doing with a nail gun. I love this. This is incredible.
And the first killing, I don't mind.
Yo, she murked everybody with that nail gun.
Even him
I was
getting
like,
shot, whatever. The first, I was like, okay, even though I don't understand okay. how she was able to shoot him with a nail gun and he wasn't able to shoot her with bullets. But the fact that he then backed out of it and then was like, what's going on? And like looks over, I was just like, so you just want to die at this point. Whatever.
She murks him so fast. I do love that when the dude shows up, she's like, Matt. Because I will admit, I had got carjacked once. And then when I made it to the door, I did the same thing. I was like, hey, let me finish this call real quick. And it was me calling the police. And the girl was like, wait, what the fuck just happened? I was like, yeah, man, that shit was crazy. And that was all I said about it. So like I had got carjacked in front of my friend's house because I was about to like try to return some stuff. And then like, I didn't have my phone. So I walked up to the door and I was like, hey, before we dip, can I use your phone? And I just called the police. And I was like, yes, I just got carjacked. So her and her grandma is listening to me talk to the police. And they're like, wait, what's going on? I was like, yeah, man, the shit was crazy. It was like my body wouldn't let me react to what just happened.
How was the date, though?
Oh, dude, it was terrible. It was terrible. I can't even describe to you how bad it was after that. It was terrible.
Oh, man.
It was terrible. But yeah, I was like one of those things. I was like, oh man, this shit is crazy. So when she did that, I was like, this is so badass. I love it. But then I expected the next scene to be her training. I didn't know what I expected. When they had that slow pan of her car, I was like, is she about to be in there on the bike? Fucking.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm glad. I wanted her to win. I'm glad she won. I'm glad she killed all these dudes. She took down the boss and she got outside. She.
Yeah. I fully agree that it's essentially nonsense what happens. Like, it's like essentially
yeah, nonsense. It's ridiculous.
What's weird is I don't think it had to be because
it didn't have to be.
If she said, okay, I understand like Kimmy FaceTime and he was like, what? And then like her mom saw it and it's like, oh, now the cops are coming. I kind of like that, you know, and the Kimmy turn off the lights, turn on the music. I get that stuff. It was just that have them react and like have some other stuff happen. So I don't,
yeah.
Doesn't feel like they're literally just waiting for these things to happen.
Exactly. That it's the pacing of that moment, you know, It's a page gonna, and honestly, the length of the commands. There had to be some way to make the commands a little bit more succinct.
Because they could have had she could have had a shortcut where she was like, Kimmy, lights, and then the lights go on or off depending on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kimmy, music, you know, and then just immediately starts playing music, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know what though? You know, this is one of the first movies where I'm like, hey man, we ain't need no swirl. All we needed was some chocolate ice cream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just so, a good.
Yeah. All we needed was to see good, that
slow
black
turned
man.
Chocolate ice cream. You know what I mean? That's all we needed was just, you know, take that camera.
See Zoe Kravitz.
No, it's not about that, Bray. It's not about that, okay? It's not about it. I'm just saying.
Why are you closing your eyes?
I'm just don't look. Don't tell the people what I'm doing. Don't tell the people what I'm doing. I'm just saying we had. So we had a moment, okay? Because a lot of times, and we know it. A lot of time they put our sisters in these movies, and they put them in there with a white dude. Unless the movie's a black movie, and isn't it? And then in there with a brother. But in this one, it wasn't about any of that. But they had him in there with a brother, and I was like, yes, we can. But then it was like, no, you can't. And I was like, but you can't. But they were like, but we can't.
You can't say that. No, you can't. You can't keep moving the goalposts.
Bray, it's not me, Bray. It's not me. I am just a movie goer, okay, trying to have an experience. But Hollywood is moving the goal on me. I'm the victim, bro.
Hollywood is moving the goal on me.
That's not me.
To be fair, they cut the swirl, like they imply the swirl in Blazing Saddles, and you didn't like that either. Like you didn't like that it was like they're about to have sex and they cut to the sausage.
I don't know what movie you're talking about, James.
All right. I'm trying to agree with you.
Now he doesn't even know what Blazing Saddles.
Whoa. Let me Google it.
Well, I'm going to say this. Right. Let me just go on record saying I like the sex scene in this. I liked it. I thought it was good. I enjoyed myself. Okay.
Creep.
But this could have been cool if this happened in the movie. Okay. So it's at the end, right? It's at the end while she running around. Sabotage is playing. You know, and you know, she running trying to figure out what to do, and Rogelio's like, "Oh, I gotta shoot her," but he don't know where to shoot. He just kind of shooting all over the place. Then out of nowhere, the window, the glass breaks, and through the window barrels in. It's a basketball. The basketball, bop, boom, gets Rogelio right in the head. He falls down.
And then
Steel comes flying up.
Oh my goodness!
Why did he throw?
Angela, I'm here for you. I'm here, Angela.
Basketball.
Angela, I'm here for you.
James, and then James, and then Angela's like, Kimmy, activate Steel's blasters, and then Kimmy somehow is able to like turn on Steel and is shooting, and they're like working together. It's like a Steel, Kimmy, Angela, they working together. Kimmy. It's all three of them working. They all working together.
You say all three of them?
Because Kimmy's a they all working together.
Oh my goodness!
Kind of Kimmy as a person. Okay, just time for the cause.
Okay, Kimmy's a robot.
We rate and review films not based on how much we like them, but whether or not they help the cause of more leading black actors in Hollywood. If we feel that the film fully helps the cause, we give it a black fist. Somewhat helped the cause, we give it a white palm. If it did not help the cause at all, we don't give it anything. So on the count of three, we will throw up our ratings for the film Kimmy. One, two, three.
Oh, interesting. Right. It got three black fists.
It got four black fists because I put up two.
James, that's not... It's three of us. You can't
do
that.
I put up two.
We've been doing this podcast for too long for you to keep breaking the rules, James.
Nope, I'm doing it. Jeez, there it is.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, black fists. I mean, Zoe Kravitz is the star of this film. And she, you know, was this the first movie she was a lead of?
I mean, let me look. It might be.
Yeah,
dude.
I wonder if that's true. Like I said, I don't know her body of work as well as others.
Wow. As well as others, dude.
Yeah.
Speak
as well
your
as
truth,
others,
brother.
No,
it's
as
like,
well
no,
as other...
it is her first lead. It is her first lead.
Yeah. So, I mean, that it's literally the cause.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's taken her this long. Like she's been around for so long. That's
insane. I mean, you know, it's a lot to lead a movie. But she's,
yeah.
I mean, she's been in a lot of movies, but she never liked one.
She has been. I mean, they should have, man, High Fidelity, they really.
Well, she is Roxy and Vincent and Roxy. What
the hell is Vincent and Roxy, James?
That got to be a lead, right?
Where are you seeing this?
It's a movie starring her and Emile Hirsch.
No, she's not the lead, James.
Well, she's Roxy.
Oh, I thought the other girl was the lead.
The movie's called Vincent and Roxy.
She's a co-lead then.
Yeah, she's the co-lead.
Well, she's the lead now, and I'm pretty sure after Batman, she'd be the lead of more stuff too.
Oh, you're right. She's a co-lead of that.
And she also was seemingly the co-lead of this movie, Gemini. Aaron Katz.
How was she not the lead after Dope? She was so wonderfully like, she was like the perfect like love interest slash. Dope was such a good movie. We did that. That was fantastic.
We did. That was great.
Y'all should watch it. It's on HBO Max. Check it out.
Yeah, I really had a good time. This isn't the kind of movie I would have just normally just put on, you know. But, you know, it had a neon coloring as the design and, you know, the kind of the front. Just it's one of those things that I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. But I don't know. I had a good time.
Listen, you know, since Bray knows Zoe or if anybody else out there knows Zoe, y'all should tell her to come on the podcast.
I know her.
And we should.
I met her.
No.
Yeah, since y'all best friends out here.
Yeah, just bring her on the podcast. We can all just review a movie with a leading actor of color. It'd be fantastic.
All right. Thanks for listening. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Black Men Podcast. At blackmanpodcast.com is our website. You'll find links to merchandise. We have things like pillows and phone cases and stickers and t-shirts. Also, we have a defunct Patreon link. Yeah, we don't have new episodes, but you can still give us $5 a month. You'll listen to a year's worth of episodes, and then you can unsubscribe whenever you want. If you rate and review us on iTunes and give us 5 stars, we'll read your review on the air, but we don't have a new one.
Wow, so y'all. Wow.
That's just okay. Rude.
How's about this? I gotta make it a more attainable because only like 8 people have reached out. So if what's a good number? 25? 45? How many people we need to be interested in doing more Patreon for us to do more Patreon?
Listen,
I don't know, James.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's not going to happen, and that's okay.
No.
Come on. We got to.
What are we reviewing next? Okay.
Oh, I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
I say we do Leprechaun in the Hood for St. Paddy's Day.
First of all, wait, have we not done that?
I don't think we've ever done Leprechaun in the Hood.
We have. I don't.
Come on, man. It's Leprechaun. He in the Hood.
I don't.
All right.
He's in the hood. Right. Okay, think about it, guys.
It's
think
not
about
really
it.
St. Paddy's, but...
I mean, come on, man. He's, you know, the pot of gold.
Man, we really didn't do Leprechaun in the Hood, huh?
Listen, think about it. All right, no pressure. It. Yeah! Come on, Bray. What you say?
Okay.
Yeah! Leprechaun in the Hood.
I like how he's like all excited about potatoes and his shillelagh and stuff. I like that. Then he murders people.
Why didn't we ever do this for Halloween? I don't understand. Anyway, all right.
I feel like we always talk about it, just never had actually
done it. And then we never have done it. That's so crazy. All right, well, we will see you next week.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production, produced by Melissa D. Montz. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcast on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Forever Dog Team to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.
Forever Dog.
What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!